You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
He's mighty in his acts. Oh, glory to God. And you can turn everybody else's mic down and give me some more volume. Hallelujah. Our musicians get a little happy here. I want to be able to hear myself over them. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for my beautiful wife of 31 years. Amen. Over here looking like new money. I'm about to go over there and ask her for a loan. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for these musicians. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap for him. Amen. God is a good God. You know, I found myself on the way to church this morning. Oh, glory to God. And what was in my spirit? Hallelujah. I was like, God, because I was thinking about the book of Acts chapter 5. I had been sharing with churches lately where I would, you know, wherever the Lord would open the door for me. And I got to thinking about how Peter had a shadow. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that the people were just laying around, just hoping that the shadow of Peter would pass by and just come upon them, because they believed that the anointing was even in his shadow. And so I started saying, God, give me a shadow anointing. Anybody in the house of God want a shadow anointing? Because there's too many people in this world that are messed up. Come on, somebody. We ain't got time to lay hands on everybody. But if my shadow passing by somebody, oh glory to God, if my shadow will impact somebody's life, tell somebody, I want a shadow anointing. Oh glory to God, God put the anointing on my shadow. Folks, and they gonna be spitting up demons. Come on. Oh, my. In my shadow.
Come down a little bit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The apostles.
apostles and the prophets. They're coming back to the forefront. They're the power gifts for the body of Christ. They've been in the background. They've been pushed to the porch. Come on, the Bible says in Acts chapter 5 that they were on the porch. Oh, they couldn't go in the temple, but yet on the porch they were doing signs, wonders, and miracles. Come on, somebody. I said on the porch they were doing signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, glory to God. My God, I've been Zion. Oh, glory to God. The Pharisees and Sadducees got so mad they decided to lock them up. Oh, glory to God. Put them behind closed doors. And that's been the problem. Because a lot of the churches shut the doors to the power gifts. Come on, somebody. They won't let them come in their house. But how many know that the Bible says that the Lord God Almighty sent an angel? And this angel began to supernaturally open up doors that had been shut. And it don't say door, but it says doors. And on their way out, on their way through the door, God said, I'll tell you what, don't go back to the porch. I know they've had you in the background. I know they had you preaching on the porch. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But this time I want you to step in the temple. I'm opening up temple doors. I'm opening up temple doors. Come on. No more porch for you. No more preaching on the porch for you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But it got so good. I love it because, okay, I won't even go there. I got to pray. What y'all doing? Y'all done, we done got to pray and acknowledge God. Man, we done lost it up in here. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you got to lose your carnal mind. After this. And so Father, we thank you. Did I pray? No, I didn't. Okay, thank you. So let's pray. I don't even know where I'm at now. I'm like, okay, I'm out there now. I heard my pastor give say the other night.
Or the
amen,
God. Drink. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Let this be the one. Let's paraphrase it. You know, some of y'all probably would have went and slap off. I ain't doing all of that. Ooh, glory to God. I want you to say this here. I want you to say, Lord, those that you've destined to be a blessing in my life, let me meet them. I wonder if you know what you're praying. Glory to God. God got somebody out there to bless you, to help you. Come on. To give you some wisdom. To give you some insight. Come on, somebody. To give you some foresight, some hindsight. It was amazing because just the same way that he prayed it, God allowed it to come to pass. You know, I thank God because I've come to find out that sometimes that you can get so entwined with God. Okay, let me say it this way. There are times that we're in here and we're praying. And we think that it's just us praying, but really we're praying the mind of God. Come on. Sometimes we're in here praying and one of the ministers will get the mic and they'll begin to pray about love, not knowing that that's what the Lord has given me to speak on. Come on. And And so really, they don't know that they're really praying the mind of God. They just think that it's something that they're praying. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes you can get so entwined with God that you could be praying something thinking that it's you, but it's really God motivating and moving you to pray that way. Because the Bible says God is able to do abundantly beyond what you ask or think. Okay, all right. But see, when sometimes you don't realize that you're thinking through the mind of God. Okay, all right. Let me leave that alone. I don't know if y'all caught that. And so, see, here she is, one evening, going out, come on somebody, to gather water. She's the water girl. Some of you all about to watch the football game today, the Super Bowl. Oh, glory to God. And let me show you something. They have water boys on the sideline. They're the lowest paid people on the sideline. Come on. They're water boys. Oh, glory to God. And so here she was. She was a water girl going out to get the last bit of water for the evening. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And she ended up married to a millionaire. Somebody say suddenly. Let me show you something. Y'all getting this? Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Go over to go to verse 34. Daughter, read.
Verse 34 says, "And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he is become great."
Now, some of your Bibles may say wealthy. Some of your Bibles may say rich. Come on, somebody. The CEB version says very rich. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read.
"And he has become great."
Uh-huh.
"And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he had."
Now, did y'all catch that? Said that Abraham was wealthy. Come on. Rich. Come on, somebody. Millionaire, not a billionaire. Oh, glory to God. Because he was the wealthiest man, one of the wealthiest mans at that time. Now, let me show you something. Because I don't know if y'all caught that. The Bible says that he had given it all to who?
Isaac.
Okay. All right. He had given it all to Isaac. And so here they are now. Here she is. I don't even think she realized what was going on. Here she is. She's going from being a water girl, oh, glory to God, to a millionaire. She went out just like any other day to grab a bucket of water and to bring it back. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Let me. Okay, all right. Go to, I don't even think y'all seeing this here. Oh, glory to God. Go to verse 48. Go to verse 49.
Verse 49.
Read.
"And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said,
"Again, folks, read.
The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken."
Drop down to 53.
"And the servant brought forth jewels of silver."
Somebody say dowry. Dowry. Because in that dispensation, come on, if you wanted a wife, come on, you had to come off some money for her. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so here now the family is getting blessed. Come on. Here now, mama, daddy, uncle, whoever, Laban, and the other person, they're getting blessed. Ooh, glory to God. The dowry is being paid. So what does that mean? That means that she's engaged. Let God bless you. Listen. She's officially engaged to a wealthy person. Amen, somebody. So here she goes. Somebody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Here she goes from being a water girl to a millionaire.
Just like that.
She jumps on a camel and goes back and meets her husband. Come on. And now she got her own house. Okay. Because the Bible says that he put her in Sarah's tent. Now, this is not a tent like you would think when you're going out and you're going camping. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. These are wealthy folks. Come on. The man had flocks and herds, plural. Flocks, plural. Herds, plural. Oh, glory to God. A lot of silver, a lot of gold. She got there and she probably was staying in a tent with everybody, but now she got her own personal tent.
Amen.
My God, up in Zion. Oh, glory to God. Who need a house? Who need a house? Who need God to do a suddenly concerning a house? Woo, glory to God. All right. Somebody say suddenly. So I'm just going to teach you this thing today because guess what? I want you to get it. One more. We'll do one more. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel. Somebody say suddenly. Somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
Oh, glory to God. Somebody say unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. See, I can jump around and do all of that. Oh, glory to God. And you might not walk out of here and really catch what's being said today. Amen, somebody. I want you to get this thing. Oh, glory to God. I've had God do some things we weren't even expecting. Come on. Anybody in here ever had God to do some things that you weren't even expecting? Oh, glory to God. I know Brother Luke can raise his hand. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Suddenly. This is why it's so important to worship, because we had a guy, what's his name, that came and did a little work. Clyde Bachner came to church. The worship service was high. The worship service was going on. We were worshiping, not just praising, but we were worshiping. Oh, glory to God. You'll know when you hit worshiping, because people act like they done lost their mind. Come on, somebody. We were worshiping. And Clyde Bachner was in church, and Clyde Bachner said, you know, the Spirit of God is so high in this place. He said, I'm going to ask God to help me out with this $10,000 debt. Oh, glory to God. Monday, suddenly, bam, the $10,000 debt was gone. Somebody say immediately. Suddenly. Oh, glory to God. Okay, the whole point that I'm trying to make is that you serve the God of... Somebody got it. Okay, somebody got it. I said, you serve a God of... I said, you serve a God... You know, I tell you what, you ought to act like you're motivated. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You serve a God of what?
Suddenly.
When you look through your Bible, oh, glory to God, it's full of suddenlies. It's full of God. You know, as a matter of fact, I was like, God, I want you to show me something, you know, because... Sometimes you've heard people and they preached about suddenly, oh, glory to God, and you got certain scriptures where the Bible says suddenly, but I wanted to see the picture. Come on. I wanted to see some scripture that I hadn't seen before where God was operating in what?
Suddenly.
To make sure that God was talking to me and I wasn't talking to myself. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Yeah. Now, and the whole point is that guess what? Oh, glory to God. I'm not just preaching this here. Oh, glory to God, to make you feel good. I'm not just preaching this here, come on, for my health's sake. Come on, somebody. But I'm preaching it because I believe that God is about to do some suddenly, some unexpected things. Come on, somebody. To the point that, guess what? When it happens, you're going to say, he just preached that. Or God just spoke that. Come on. God just had the pastor to share that. Come on, somebody. I feel the anointing. I feel an apostolic, oh, glory to God, governmental anointing in this place now. Come on, raise your hands. I'm telling you, hallelujah, the Lord is here. More suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Satisfied with your job? Really satisfied with your job? How many would like a job with more pay, more money?
Yeah,
yeah,
suddenly.
Man, when I suddenly, you know, when I look in the Bible, I see the Lord. Let's see if the Lord gonna let me go this direction. I see the Lord, people going to work like they normally go to work. Who was that, Elisha? Elisha got up to go to work, grabbed the plow, began to plow. Oh, glory to God. And then all of a sudden, Elijah comes along and throws his mantle on him. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody, oh, glory to God. He started off his day as someone who was agriculture, who was someone who was involved in agriculture. Oh, glory to God. And before his day could finish, come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. His title, his job title had changed. Woo. The disciples got up to go fishing. As a matter of fact, they were fishing, late at night, so that they could bring their fish in and have their fish at the marketplace first thing in the morning. So they would work at night. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They were fishermen. Oh, glory to God. And all of a sudden, here comes Jesus walking along the beach shore. Hallelujah. And said, follow me. Who was that? Two of the disciples were in the boat with their daddy. Come on. Resigning, no putting in your 2 weeks notice. I know the dad is sitting there saying, what the world is going on? How you just gonna walk off? Praise God. But Jesus said, what? Follow me. Come on. Somebody said, job change. Anybody need God to do a suddenly on your job? Glory to God. I can jump and shout later when that suddenly hit your life.
Amen. Amen. Suddenly.
Yes.
So, 9, verse 1. Read, daughter.
And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
I want to show somebody kindness, even Jonathan's seed. Oh, glory to God. Here's another example. Someone thinking about Mephibosheth, or whatever his name is, someone thinking about you, come on, being a blessing to you, and you don't even know it. When the people from the neighborhood, the community, when I was approaching, and they were like, we want to be a blessing to somebody at your church, oh, glory to God, I immediately thought of Brother Lou. Come on. Brother Lou didn't know I was thinking about him. Oh, glory to God. But Brother Lou, you know, I was thinking about his faith.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It comes from Matthew 19:27, where the Apostle Peter asked Jesus this bold question, quote, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us?" Well, at first glance, Peter's question seems selfish, almost like he's saying, "What's in it for me?" Yet Jesus doesn't rebuke Peter. John, why do you think that is?
I think we have to admit, Denny, that it was a bit of a selfish question, and it does indicate that in the beginning, the disciples had some pretty earthly goals in mind when they were following Jesus. And it wasn't that they didn't care about their souls. It wasn't that they didn't care about heaven. It wasn't that they weren't welcoming the forgiveness of sin and the promise of being a part of His kingdom. They were. But hey, they were human. And you do remember that James and John had their mother go to Jesus and ask if they could sit on His right and left hand in His earthly kingdom. They were looking for that. I mean, it was part of what they expected. They wanted to know what is in it for us. In other words, were there any temporal blessings? Will we be a part of the expected kingdom? Jesus didn't rebuke them because He does promise an earthly kingdom to His people, and someday it will come. It is even called the regeneration. This is a reference to the earthly kingdom described in Revelation chapter 20, where believers will be with Christ in this earth on His throne, and the apostles themselves will reign over the tribes of Israel. That will come to pass in the future.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching from the Gospel of Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed,
I believe there's a restoration that's coming to the body of Christ, that a renewed spirit would rise up in the people of God to commit and to serve. Not just to serve, but to commit and to serve.
Bishop Clark says Christ-centered restoration inspires a renewed spirit to commit and to serve.
Our service really doesn't meet the mark that God wants it to meet if we only serve without being committed. Volunteering and helping is good when you do it at the hospital, but in your church, you must commit.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark asks the question, can God pick up broken things and broken people to restore their sense of purpose, belonging, connecting, serving, and growing? Grab your Bibles and let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 3, and the second chapter of Joel, verses 25 and 26, as Bishop Clark begins the message, Prophetic Restoration, Part 2.
We're very excited about this message. I'm excited about not only the delivery of the message,